Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you, what do you say to another sheriff or another warden that may be hesitant to start a veteran-specific programming? I mean, you've talked a little bit about the benefits, but what would you say to someone that's a little hesitant about implementing one of these programs?
I would say to them that the most important thing that we do as wardens is provide public safety and reducing recidivism. And public safety is you know, they're inside the fence or inside the wall, but it also means what kind of an inmate are you going to release into the community, and what kind of citizen is that gentleman going to be if he's not programmed? And one of the best ways to deliver programming to a veteran is by having a veterans pod or veterans block where you can concentrate all the resources and they can get formal and informal treatment for their issues. Just the ability to co-locate with fellow veterans that have shared experiences is comforting and healing for many of these veterans. Very, very healing for an Afghanistan veteran or Iraqi veteran that's 22 years old to be able to spend time with a 60-year-old Vietnam veteran who can talk about how to transition back, what the consequences are of not getting help at the VA. You know, maybe learn the lessons that I learned, don't follow my path in a life of broken relationships, alcoholism, drug use, and homelessness and joblessness. So there are many benefits that happen. It's worth the effort. If you already have these veterans in your population, there is nothing negative about the ability to bring them together. Let them feel proud of their service, let them help each other, and let the outside resources of the community, the Legion, the VFW, Easter SEALs, Disabled Vet, DAV, Disabled American Vets, there are many, many resources that would love to come in and help these individuals transition. We're just opening an American Legion post in that pod. They're very proud of that, and that brings the resources from the American Legion in. So there are many, many reasons to open a veterans pod, very few negatives not to.